Hi, this is Wendy Powell, the Livestock Production Agent from Wildcat Extension District. In the 2019 spring calving season, producers were experiencing a unique situation. Some calves were born healthy, but there were increased numbers of stillborn and weak calves this past spring. Over 20 ranches across the state had significantly high enough calf death to warrant investigations. There can be numerous reasons for stillborn calves or those born with low vitality, such as dystocia, calving problems, bovine viral diarrhea, leptospirosis, or even low-grade nitrate toxicity. But this past spring, those issues were all ruled out during the investigations. With the most common culprits ruled out, nutritional deficiencies became more probable as the root cause. We generally consider protein or energy deficiencies in the female, followed by vitamin A, then selenium, vitamin E, or trace minerals as major nutritional issues in stillborn or weak calves. Dr. Greg Hanselcheck, a veterinarian at K-State, reported that vitamin A deficiency consistently rose to the top in these investigations in the spring of 2019. Vitamin A is found in green forages. So, while the nutrient is abundant in growing pastures, its potency and availability decreases rapidly outside of a natural setting. The good news is that cows can store excess vitamin A and other trace minerals in their livers, but that liver can only hold a 2 to 4 month supply of vitamin A. Vitamin A is very unstable and oxidizes quite easily. Depending on the storage method, hay can lose a lot of this required nutrient over time. For every month in storage, hay loses about 7% of its vitamin A content, and the same thing occurs in trace mineral products that contain vitamin A. So purchasing a multi-year supply of trace minerals cannot be counted on to maintain its vitamin A bioavailability. In some of the studied herds, minerals were fed at an appropriate rate, and the herds were still found to be vitamin A deficient. A mineral supply issue in recent years has led to more imported vitamin A, paving the way to the use of mineral sources not formulated to give cattle maximum absorption of the mineral into their system. Some herds were also lacking protein and energy. Nutritional deficiencies are simple to address. Producers must know the requirements of their animals at each gestational phase. They must know the nutrient value of everything the female is eating. Keep in mind that each hay source will have a different nutrient value, and following the book guideline of the quality can be deceiving. Collect a good sample of your forages and have them tested. For more information on complete rations, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.